This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A few new cases of the Mpox virus are popping up in Colorado. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Denver's health department confirmed three recent cases. Two of them involved people fully vaccinated with two doses of the Mpox vaccine. Breakthrough cases can occur as no vaccine provides 100% protection. Since the height of the outbreak last summer, cases of Mpox have dropped in the state. But the health department says it will keep monitoring cases and transmission. The agency says it will resume updating Mpox case counts on its website every week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A dam near Fruita is raising concerns for officials as reservoirs across the state are filling after a wet winter. Fruita's reservoir number 2 has been under a no-fill order since 2016 because the dam was considered unsafe to retain water. Public Works Director Kimberly Bullen says the dam poses few threats to property, but they are asking people to steer clear.
We know that there are some structural issues on the dam itself. This is just to protect folks from putting themselves in harm's way. In terms of the things that we're concerned about if it fails, obviously the threat to recreationists if they're on or near the dam.
The city is working to drain the dam, which could take weeks because of snowpack still in the area. Colorado State Patrol and local law enforcement are increasing DUI patrols into next week. More than 200 people across the state were arrested during Memorial Day weekend. Fort Collins had the most arrests, followed by Westminster and then El Paso County. This is CPR News.